What is your sense right now, given what we've heard from the administration, just the scale of the military operation that's been underway, which from an air operation, successful, period, end of story. There's no question about that. What's left, do you think?
Phil, you remember about a year and a half ago, maybe a year and a month ago, when President Trump was sitting in the Oval Office with Zelensky, and Trump kept yelling, "You don't have the cards, you don't have the cards." Zelensky had the cards. Trump just couldn't see him. The Iranians have the same cards. They have the will to fight. That's card number one. I mean, these are a committed, like I said, fanatical enemy. Card number two, they got the Strait of Hormuz. They've shut it down. We got 1,500 ships that are waiting to get through there. It's going to take 3 months to work off that backlog. And card number three, they still have 440 kilograms of highly enriched uranium. That hasn't been addressed with either. So the Iranians, have a lot of cards they can continue to play. And, you know, the Trump administration needs to do something about all three.
Is the diplomatic pathway that's being pursued right now the best option, in your view, that's on the table?
I think it probably is. We got to come up with a diplomatic solution, you know, because the military is not the right answer. I mean, President Trump tends to use the military because he can, because he knows when he says, hey, jump 6 feet or jump this high, they're going to do it. The problem is that diplomacy is much, much more difficult. They're going to have to develop some kind of diplomatic solution. And unfortunately, you know, the Iranians don't trust us right now because Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner have burned them twice, which is why they're asking to negotiate with J.D. Vance right now. So you can see their position. But this war is not going to end until the Iranians say it's going to end.